check in every Thursday night for the Crypt Rick and Jonathan Show.
Studio A, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here at the number one listener-supported radio station, Revolution Radio.
This is the people's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it, then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We gotta stop them! They're gonna kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone, or human beings!
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so obvious, makes you so sick at heart, that you can't take part, you can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to indicate to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio of FreedomSlips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you've got it.
Right, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio!
All right. Thanks for listening while we take that short break here at Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
Testing. 1, 2, 3, 4. Testing. 1, 2, 3, 4. Not sure if this is working or not. Having problems right now. Lounge music. Relaxation music, drinking a cup of coffee, or sipping a hot toddy or a hot wine with some herbs. Let's see here. I don't know if this is working or not. I will shortly find out. Let's see here. Don't wait. Let me see here. So many lonely people in this world just sitting there wondering what they're going to do. Some of them have lost their loved ones. Some of them through divorce. Some of them through death. Unfortunately, I'm not able to get to the chat room right now, so I can't even, or hear, so I can't even hear if I'm on or not, or see if I'm on or not. But it sounds like I might be on, yet I just don't know if I am or not. are in November. In some places, it's already snowing. In some places, it might not be snowing. But yet, when it gets further on, through the November, December, January, we might be having snow. So many lonely people out there. Some of them. Hi, this is Zoe from Z to Infinity. And today's Wednesday, November 8th, I think it is. Let's see here. Yes, November 8th. Something happened to my computer, and it had to get, I guess it's called rebooted. But I don't even know if I'm on or not. And I'm not in the chat room, so I can't see for any feedback or anything. Today is November 8th, 2023. It's going to be Thanksgiving this year. And there's so many wars taking place everywhere. Just like, it seems like the whole planet, as I'm looking at the planet, is on war. War in Africa, war in Russia and Ukraine, China, whatever, I don't know. I don't keep up with stuff like that. I really don't like it in my energy field. War in Israel and Gaza and everywhere else like that in the Middle East. And well, my mom and dad grew up in war. My dad was built. He was born in 1910, and his brother John was born in 1896. I don't know what years my other relatives, his brothers and sisters, were born in there in Yugoslavia. But, you know, they've been around war, like, a lot, all the time. I had to hear it a lot. My mom's been around war, but she was Macedonian, so during the war, they left to go to Egypt. A lot of people left to go to Egypt during, it seemed like, wartime. Egypt used to be like the Paris, I guess. Just like France was the Paris in its heydays. But, you know, it's pretty sad when people have to get blown up for no reason at all. Their buildings have to get blown up. Their lives have to get blown up. Their bodies have to get blown up. Their lives have to get blown up. It's pretty sad when you have to see that or be around it, or your child growing up, or even an adult growing up, or an adult that's aging and might be dying soon. You don't want to have to be in war. It's like, leave me alone already. My God, what are you doing? What are you doing, you crazy people? But can they stop it? Many people lost everything. In some places, like in Russia, in Ukraine, it's starting to become wintertime. Cold, bitter cold. I've been in Russia in the winter, and it was awfully cold, but it was awfully pretty as well. And so, here they are with nothing. All they have, some of them, is the clothes on their back. That's it. Then you've got the Hawaiian island that got burned up on purpose. You know, what kind of people are these reptiles? Oh, there's no such thing as reptiles. There's no such thing as demon people. Yes, there is. Wake up. Yeah, there is. There surely is. Many people are demonized. I mean, they have demons inside of them. They drink blood. They like blood. It's like bloodbaths. Blood. It's really despicable. I mean, it's sickening. Really, really sickening. That they should like things like that. But they do. They thrive on it. They thrive on people getting blown up. They thrive on people losing their lives.
And connect to their spirit.
So, I obeyed him.
Be honest about the people in your life and let the forbidden go.
Soon, the screams around the room stopped.
When you do,
and a great
your
peace
life
came over the atmosphere.
Off.
The people,
who
had been
match
delivered.
Your vibration
the demonic
will step
powers
in
have
and
been
take
forced
their place
the room.
So fast, you will be amazed.
Well, maybe that was dynamic in itself.
Get rid of emotional hooks. When letting go of people, be sure to...
That's called Trust Your Vibes by... it's an audiobook by Sonia Crochet. But anyway, so on the topic, people are demons inside of them. Maybe they call them reptiles. I don't know. There are reptiles on this planet as well. Sounds weird, doesn't it? Sounds terrible, actually, that we should have reptiles on our planet. But we do. And we're dealing through it now. You know, it's really crazy that people of this country should be in D.C. When I was looking at it, it looked like a bunch of ants from a far distance walking around. Kind of looked like they were walking around circles around the block. I don't know, but that's what it looked like to me. Thousands of them. You know, I don't really like Israel. I don't like the gray-haired man. I think he's an evil demon. But that's just my thoughts. And I've never really liked Israel at all. I don't think it's a place I would like to spend my money to go see. And it's not, and never has been. And I don't understand people that have gone there, but they do. And so they like to spend thousands of dollars going there. But that's, you know, that's their plan. That's their life. I just never have. A lot of Arabs like going there, vacationing and things like that, and that's up to them as well. But, you know, just blowing each other up. And a lot of it's lies, too. It's kind of like that movie, Wag the Dog, or whatever that movie was called. And I couldn't believe that it was showing people exactly what's taking place with all their fakeness, which I knew a long time ago. But since my family grew around the studios, and I grew around people that were actors and doubles and stunt people and all that good stuff. And so, you know, I was aware of stuff like that taking place. I just, you know, the average person, the normie, didn't. You know, they believed whatever they were told. Or saw on TV. But anyway, so that movie Wag the Dog came out telling people what's taking place. And it is taking place. And a lot of it's taking place now. And so, you know, who knows what's really happening? Because they're not letting you know really what's happening. Then giving Ukraine millions, trillions, zillions of dollars. And the poor Hawaiians that they cremated on the island there, Maui, or I don't know what the Lahu, or whatever the name of the island is called, which was a lot of them were Hawaiians that, you know, that have lived on that island since Americans took it away from them. But That's why I would never want to go to Hawaii after what Americans did to that poor island and the people that actually lived there, the Hawaiians. But anyhow, so a lot of them were Hawaiians killed, burned, cremated, turned into dust. Some say that the children were taken away with military airplanes to somewhere else, which they'll never be found, for food, sacrifices, who knows what. But it was a big sacrifice for them to get burned up, and their animals burned up, and their birds burned up. I mean, that's tragic in itself. It's like if you were living in San Francisco and you long time ago and you watched that place get burned up. Yeah, just totally just disintegrated. Then after they did that, and hardly any money went to them except that black woman, Oprah, which I never liked, and that other guy, which I did like, that actor, but I don't like him anymore, and I will never see in any one of his movies either, started begging for money. What, so they can line their silk pockets? And then, bam, there we go with the war. And it's so convenient with the war in Israel. Which Israel, you know, their spy equipment that they have there, they watch the what's taking place everywhere. And there's no way in hell that something, air flight, I don't know what it's called, but something that looks like a bicycle on Chitty Chitty Bang Bang show, which had a car instead, that was flying through the air with a kite on it, could fly through the gates and not be noticed. Yeah, they've seen it all right. It was probably planned. And then that day, you know, and I was in that chat room too, I don't, in Israel or wherever the heck it was located at, saying, you know, what are you guys doing burning tires? They're doing like one of those Indian powwow or Indian fire when they signal each other. And there was Arabs in there and a whole bunch of different people. But I was, you know, what are they, you know, they were burning tires, putting smoke up in the air so that way they could know where their next targeted area was supposed to be. Who runs to those guys just dragging in piles of tires, piles of them, starting them on fire, and other cars would like be driving around it. I was looking at it. There's no fire department coming, no police department coming, but yet these guys were just gathering more tires and more tires, just lighting them up on fire, and all this black smoke is like blowing everywhere in the sky, and it's just poisoning the air. Then they'd go, you know, you could see where they located in other locations where they had, it looked like smoke signals up in the air. You could see where they were burning it. Were they like making a target? But yet the people just drove by it, and they were like, just a regular day. Let's just drive by it. Let's not stop and see what they're doing and prevent them from doing it. Who knows? Maybe a couple of them might be killed. I don't know. But if a whole bunch of them stopped there, maybe they could stop those guys that were doing that. It was pretty evil watching it. It was going, oh, my God. They're making signals in the sky. And then it was covering the sky with, like, really, I mean, burning tires is not really healthy to breathe. You think it's bad enough to smoke a cigarette, and it's, like, worse to breathe in all that tire smoke. Really horrible, horrible tire smoke. Worse than getting a campfire smoke in your face. And I used to go camping a lot with my son and start up a whole bunch of different campfires. And, you know, sometimes I'd ask for help from other campers to help me please start a campfire up. Until I started learning how to make one better, you know, do it myself and just buy those logs or whatever and put it on top of wood. But anyhow, so worse than getting that smoke in your face, black tire smoke, rubber, and it was just going all over, and they were marking areas in Gaza. So, you know, people were aware of it. They've seen it. You know, and my thoughts, I don't know if this is going to happen or not. Maybe they did that to clear out the area. Maybe the people didn't want to move and, you know, they've lived there for a very long, long time and who knows how long. And so maybe they had plans of making it into a resort because it's right there by the ocean. So I don't know. But a lot of people there are demonized. They're drinking blood, and some of them are eating people, and some of them are eating them without cooking them first, which is pretty sick. But, you know, and how does that happen? How do people, I mean, there's a lot of demonized people. Some call it body walk-ins, and... yeah, they could be a walk-in. MPD, multiple personality disorder. You know, you could be married to someone like that, dating someone like that, come in both sexes, male and female. Maybe one of your relatives or children could be one. And Russ Disbaugh called it the Black Awakening. The Black Awakening. And what do we see now? We see people, they're out there, like in D.C. and in Seattle, Tacoma. I heard that they shut down the shipping port. Like, why in the heck would they want to shut down the shipping ports? What are they going to get out of shutting down the shipping ports? They're here in the United States. If there's no shipping coming in, how are things going to go to the market? Or the stores or anywhere like that? Because that's what we count on. And so... you know, I hope that wasn't true. I didn't look into it myself. But, so I don't know if it's true or not. I really don't know if it's true or not. But people are acting crazy. There's drive-by shootings. No, drive-by robberies. There's always been drive-by shootings. But there's drive-by robberies. They see you in your vehicle. You might have a nice one. If you have a really nice one, they're going to go after you. But these people, drive-by robberies, they see you in your vehicle. Well, especially now since it's Christmas, Thanksgiving and Christmas. And they stop you. On the highway. And they don't care if others are watching or not. There's been several taking place in Los Angeles, you know, California area. But they don't care if you got they don't care if you're They don't care if you're got children in your vehicle. They don't care because they will kidnap them. They don't care if, you know, you've got bags, or they don't want more. The more bags you've got, the better. They will also look into your trunk after they stop you in the road. They'll maybe bash your car up, cause like a semi accident, and drag you out of the vehicle. Then a bunch of them will jump out of their vehicles. There might be two vehicles, there might be three, but they're right there off the road. You know, I don't know why people that are driving by don't stop it. Because they're driving by looking at it like, ooh, is this a movie set taking place? A movie? No, it's not a movie. And if you, even though you think might think it's a movie, you know, stop anyway. I mean, it might be scary. You know, you might get hurt. But, you know, I mean, try to prevent it if you can. It's terrible. And so they're, having drive-by robberies, and people are having demon possession in them. And the Black Awakening is taking place. And here's something from Restis Bar.
It was on. Everything seemed on edge and ready to erupt. For years, I knew this dark night was coming. It was now at the door.
Like the Great Awakening.
Then I heard the first
shots. State.
I jumped up, went to the window to watch. Like always, I had the cable news, the internet, shortwave, and the radio all on at the same time. At first, the explosions began far away. Then I could tell they were coming closer and closer. I had my family near me. We were praying, and we did prepare. Immediately, the phone rang, and a friend of mine was screaming at me on the other end.
That thing, that subject, that seminar you taught on and warned us about, it's happening, isn't it? I can't locate my family, and all the lights are out.
In the case he blasted. This person seemed
and
angry at
people
me.
Have been experiencing
I thought of that
blackouts
phrase,
right now.
Keep shoot the messenger. Emails began pouring in with stories of crazy things. Shootings, explosions,
and shooting,
screams, and
explosions.
People going raving mad everywhere. And I mean everywhere. News flashes were coming in. The media, people were frantic. The sound of police sirens could be heard everywhere. This was clearly only the beginning. I just sat there, watching, waiting for the next thing. I knew much more would follow.
I hope this can be heard, because I don't know if it can or not, because usually I check on myself, but I'm not able to do that today. How do you get an underground area? Maybe some rich people have been able to afford to buy, you know, or build luxurious underground areas, or some people have silos that they built into, you know, condos or whatever. But the average person?
At one police
no,
station,
they don't.
The seasoned captain ordered the SWAT team to gather. John was in the weapons room when he heard the shots. He quickly pulled his weapon and stepped into the hallway. He was shocked to see his longtime friend Joe firing his service revolver and hitting another officer. Before John would shoot, he yelled out to his friend, "What in the heck are you doing? Are you crazy?" Joe turned toward him.
You know, the police will be busy.
Joe.
They can't be your bodyguard. They won't be your bodyguard.
But his eyes.
And they have their own families to be concerned about.
Showed a different demeanor. Dark.
Attorneys know this. Judges know this. And police departments know this.
It was hard to analyze in such a brief moment. Nothing at the police academy had prepared John for this. Joe's eyes were black and glazed over. His face was contorted and that haunting grin was eerie and menacing. With a look of total confusion, Captain John paused. He shouldn't have. He looked at Joe hard as if to grasp her meaning. It was the wrong thing to do, but he didn't know what was standing in front of him. At that split second before John could pull the trigger, he heard that familiar crack. Joe fired first. John fell down to the ground in pain, bleeding, and quickly dying.
You know, these robbers and kidnappers, they have families too, but they're demons.
Joe had more work to do. The police station was in chaos. Weapons were drawn and cops were running everywhere. An explosion took out the weapons room and dispatch was down. Other officers scrambled and tried to regain order. What they didn't know yet was the fact that many, very many of the local police stations were experiencing the same thing. Long-time good officers were, for no reason, firing upon their fellow peace officers. Sabotage and betrayal by what used to be trusted friends was crushing, to say the least.
And the demons are everywhere.
The old scanner down. I remember when I taught all this at a police academy, and no one seemed to get it. I turned back to the cable news, and again I watched. Fires were beginning to flare up everywhere. Firefighters were rushing to the big ones first. In some places, the firefighters were being shot at. They had to stand down. Explosions were witnessed at a number of churches. Some were on fire. There were people praying in one church when its walls came down. No one could help them. No one could do a thing. All the fire trucks were busy elsewhere. I could smell the thick, heavy smoke. It loomed over many trees of the city. It wasn't random. It wasn't an accident. Next, it was government, financial, and buildings of mass transit that were hit. They all seemed like
they're already doing that.
Targeted
trains
attacks.
Getting
surely
failed.
These hits were all planned. It looked like a war zone.
Yeah.
The information I had for years now told me it was a war on society. A war on ideologies, cultures,
our
way of life.
There's too many people that think
all government
that
rule.
They've got eyes to see, but yet they're totally blind.
On all who stood in their way. This, my dear reader, is a war against God. I continued to watch and pray. Other media updates came in. The news reporters were out on the streets. They kept trying to report, but people kept running by and yelling. They were screaming at one of them to get out now. Wanting to get the scoop and do his job, he stayed. He also lost his life. It seemed like anyone who was on the streets this first night was gunned down. No one seemed to help anyone else. Yes, my friend, this was only the first night. And like a controlled wave, this energized revolt continued hour after hour, time zone after time zone. Cars racing by were shot at. One car would steer and wreck right into another one as if it were aiming at it. Then the cameraman caught something live. If you didn't see it with your own eyes, you wouldn't have believed it. An injured mother was reaching back to check on her son after a collision with a small truck. The man in the truck got out with his gun in hand. He walked up to her car and unloaded his weapon, killing her and her son. It was overkill. They were slaughtered. An old religious song was still playing on the radio in the dead lady's smashed car. Something about an old rugged cross. This made the gunman's face contort and he began to growl. It was weird. It was eerie. The crazed man turned around toward the camera and began to charge it. The picture went blank. I continued to watch the clenched fist. I knew what this was. I knew they would show no mercy. I've seen them before. They are as cold as hell. When the phone rang again, I jumped and then smiled. It was the only phone. I got up to answer it. Passing by a weapon on the chair in my home, I wondered if I would have to use it to protect my family. My friend on the other end of the line frantically told me what TV station to turn on and watch. The urgent reports they were giving was hailed by a government official. I didn't get her name. She was saying something about national security and homeland defense. Everyone had been ordered to stay indoors. They said they thought it was a planned event of terrorism, but they were not sure or clear. They told us to be calm, but they weren't. I watched. I knew who it was. Oh, yes, I knew. I switched to another station. Gun battles raged. Citizens were being murdered. People were firing out of their windows at anyone who came near their homes. When government buildings were targeted again and bombed, U.S. leaders were taken underground to bunkers. One bunker in the Northeast.
Of course,
was in
they got their bunkers.
Some
a new
Secret
paper
Service
that.
Agents took the officials to what they thought was secure quarters with planned out safety protocols. Once the large door was shut at the secure bunker, the trusted agents changed at once. So quick. And turned on the senators. They gunned them all down. All of them. The new trucks caught up with this and finally filmed military vehicles and soldiers outside the entrance of the bunker. They were building a perimeter. Two soldiers were covered in white sheets. Reporters wouldn't or couldn't say why they had turned on their fellow soldiers. The other soldiers had to stop them. They had to shoot. It was the only way. The rogue soldiers didn't listen to commands anymore. They seemed possessed.
And they didn't.
Crazed.
They didn't just practice Jade Helm for nothing. You know, many people are noticing, I don't know why there's military equipment or military things being moved around, but. You know, people are noticing different things taking place. There's been earlier this year activities from the military taking place in San Diego. A lot of people weren't informed. Maybe they didn't read the newspaper or hear it on the radio. And so they were totally scared when they seen people, military guys jumping out of helicopters and running around all everywhere through by apartments and homes and things like that. Some people were informed. They were in their homes. They hunkered down and closed the curtains and everything. Some weren't informed, so they really, you know, panicked. Some of them might even had heart failure. I don't know. But it was pretty scary. And that just, you know, doesn't happen in San Diego either. It happens in other places as well.
No one could stop them with words. I have seen this before. The second day. When the lights flickered, I glanced at the clock. It was 5 a.m. I was tired, but very alert. The hot coffee helped. I knew it was far from over. Hill had a long, plotted out mission, and this time it would go global.
And it looks like it has gone global. I mean, you know, there's war and wars. I don't know, several different parts of Africa, but maybe there's always wars there. But, you know, Russia, Ukraine, now a lot of the Arabic countries and Israel, and who knows what else. And, you know, it's right there by Crete. I can't believe it is right there by Crete, because I knew some people, my friend that lived, had built a house on Crete Island in Greece. But anyway, so, you know, there's wars taking place. And then internally here, we've got the invaders that came through the borders. Why didn't they shoot them down? When they started coming through, why wouldn't they shot down? Why not? It might persuade the others not to try it. But no, that didn't take place. So they came through. And they're ready to start. There are problems around here. Who knows what they're going to be doing? Then there's people that are already packed and ready and loaded. You know, some of them's got a bunch of land, and they can store gasoline. They've got military trucks on their properties. I don't know who these people are. They're, you know, so-called Americans, but I don't know where they are, where they're located. I have nothing to do with them. And they're ready for action. And so here we are. You know, citizens, so-called honest ones, and they're saying, oh, no, you can't have a gun. No, you can't have a gun. Well, then who do you think's going to have them? The criminals don't care. They're going to get them from anywhere they can, as long as they have the money and means to do it. And they're also involved in the sex trade, because they're making more money off the sex trade than off of narcotics. Hurting these young children that they kidnapped, and, you know, other people, or women, usually, that they kidnapped. But they also use boys, too. And so, what? I don't know what the amount is of missing children. I mean, a lot of them can't just be going to their parents and then be called missing, I don't think. But maybe some of them are, but not all of them. I heard there was a big sex trade hub there in Houston or in Dallas. I wouldn't be surprised if there's several of them in Texas. Some of them are being transported in semi-trucks. Some of them are being transported in regular vans or inside of people's back of their trunks. Can't get very many back there, but some get a few. And you drive by them. You don't know that maybe there's some humans in those semis or regular trucks, or maybe even a U-Haul.
No, this wasn't over. Not in the least. Friends who knew what we knew somehow made it to our house. Others who were supposed to come didn't make it. We began to share stories and information. We knew we needed to pray. We prayed long and hard against the evil. We covered everything. We prayed for law enforcement, the military, for leaders, and then for everyone we could. Some went around the grounds and prayed over all the land in the house. The presence of God seemed to embrace us. I remembered the part of the 23rd Psalm. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. We knew that no matter what happened, we were secure in him. It was too bad for those who only had their crystals and cards.
Their psi powers didn't help at all.
Not with this. Those who were religious had no idea what to do. They were not helped out at all. We began to strategize how we could get to others. We wanted to help as many as possible. After all, we knew it was a war on everyone, all over the world. Then we heard a loud knock on the back door. This time I grabbed my weapon. This wasn't in our prepared plan. A pastor and his family stood there embracing each other and were shaking with fright. The pastor was bleeding with a makeshift wrapping around his arm. Quickly we brought them in. We knew who they were. They speedily told us their terrifying story. It was how I imagined it would be, and I listened carefully. About 2 a.m., they were watching out their upstairs windows. They kept noticing two individuals walking back and forth in front of their home. The pastor's wife thought they may need help. His daughter said she saw both men at the church the past couple of weeks. They seemed nice, she said. They asked me things, questions, you know, about us. Things like where we lived. Why didn't you say anything? Cried the mother. Suddenly the men disappeared into the darkness. But where? What the pastor had feared happened. Before he could get downstairs, he heard the back door crash to the ground. Both men were in the house. The pastor and the father led his family down the hall into a room with a side window.
And now there are Armenian females with heels and long dresses going and doing home robberies and business robberies. Sometimes they have a male with them. They don't care if they're on the camera or not. They're pretty nervy. They don't care. And they're dressed in dresses and heels. And they do home robberies and they do business robberies. And it's horrible. They're not at that point they're shooting somebody yet, but I wouldn't put it past them. And I don't know how many of these gang women, Armenian women, are doing this, but it's like several women at a time that just, like, maybe four or five, they keep the business owner busy, then they go rob their things. Or they keep the homeowner preoccupied with I don't know what, how they do it, but they do it. They just go knock on their door. And then those Armenian women are in there. And I don't know what they do with the homeowner. They must be scooping them out or something. But I don't know how they're doing it, but they're doing it.
They rolled the fire ladder down and began to descend. He went down last. Bullets burst through the locked bedroom door. One bullet caught him in the arm. He didn't bother to even look until he had his family in the van, was racing down the street. They were on their way to my house. He too knew what I did.
Well, we're coming up to a bumper break, it looks like. It's 3... Well, here in the Pacific Coast, Pacific time, it's 3:59 a.m., and we're supposed to be having a bumper break here shortly, but I don't hear one. But anyway, this is Revolution Radio, Freedom Slips. This is Zoe from Z to Infinity, and this is Wednesday, November 8th. And I don't know if I can't hear myself, so I don't know if I'm on or if I'm not on, or I can't even see the chat room. But anyway, we're coming to a bumper break, and we can use your donations, and we'll be right back. Bye-bye for now.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
You going back in?
There's still men out there.
God damn.
When I go home, people ask me, "Hey, Hoot, why do you do it, man? Why? Some kind of war junkie?" I won't say a goddamn word. Why? They won't understand. They won't understand why we do it. They won't understand it's about the men next to you. And that's it. That's all it is.
Revolution Radio. Freedomslips.com. Number one listener supported radio. The printing press for freedom at a time when freedom is needed the most.
I am Bill Johnson. Some consider my efforts to be an underground law school. I am not an attorney, and I do not give legal advice. I teach. That's lawful and legal. Consider yourself served. You are to appear Friday evenings, 8 p.m. Eastern, Studio A. My forte? Foreclosure and contract law. Grab your legal pad and pen. Learn a broad spectrum of law spanning administrative, criminal, family, tort, and federal law. Fools and losers cling to old cases. I dissect and comment on the latest rulings that control the courts. Don't be a loser. And if you don't appear, you will be held in contempt.
I will defend myself against their tyranny. Number three is my radio broadcast. I'm squarely in front of the public all the time, and they all know what's going on.
For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence.
Hello, my name is John Wayne, and I do a broadcast here at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, called The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
Freedom and fear are at war.
And folks, I assure you, we are in Defense Condition 1. As we journey perilously through this paradigm that we currently reside in, and I ask that you join me every Saturday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, for The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
We'll never surrender.
Boats are a common way to enjoy life.
The original machine had a base plate of prefamulated amulite surmounted by a malleable logarithmic casing in such a way that the two spurving bearings were in a direct line with a panometric fan. The lineup consisted simply of six hydrocoptic Marzal vanes, so fitted to the ambifacient lunar wane shaft that side fumbling was effectively prevented. The main winding was of the normal lotus-o-deltoid type placed in panendermic semi-voloid slots of the stator, every seventh conductor being connected by a non-reversible tremie pipe to the differential girdle spring on the up end of the gram meters.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio, taking the confusion out of transmutated lunar girdle springs for 4 years and running. Revolution Radio, the number one listener-supported alternative media radio on the planet.
All right, thanks for listening while we take that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
first look through your lenses of your microcosm, which means your immediate family. You know, some of you do have peaceful families. You're lucky if you do. Very fortunate. Some of you, well, you might not. You might have family members that are drinking way too much. And they could be both sexes, males, females, even children. And then they're raging alcoholics. Not only are they raging alcoholics, but they're raging, angry, rageful people. Yeah, there's children that like to kill their parents while they're sleeping, while they're underneath their bed covers. And they're, maybe they're, son or daughter were told, no, I'm not going to buy you that $600 game. What do you think I am? Then another couple of few hundred dollars for the games itself. What? $1,000. They want you to spend $1,000 on a game console and some games. And then they get upset. And when they get upset, maybe they break it. Then they expect you to buy another one. And if you don't buy it for them right now, what those kids are doing, not all the children, but what some of them are doing, is they're taking a knife and they're stabbing their parents, or they're taking, you know, a loose gun that's laying around, which you should never have a loose gun laying around, especially if there's ammo in it. Shooting their brother or sister, shooting their parents. A lot of this isn't being heard because they don't want the people to freak out. They're going to school and attacking the teachers, which some of them deserve it, but they're going to school, attacking the teachers, and you know, there's really no jail for kids under the age of 10. I mean, they could go to juvie. The youngest might be 10. I don't know. You have to talk to the judge and attorneys. But I used to work at juvie, and sometimes we'd get kids in at 10, 11. But what do you do with the younger ones? They're doing this. There are 5, 6, 7 years old, 8 years old, you know, they're acting up, they're acting out, and they're scary. They look like they're demon possessed. And what are some of these moms doing? They're killing them. What's their excuse? Oh, my child's demon possessed. Well, they're going to go to prison for that. But it's on the rise. It's like, you know, the demons and are just, it's really, seriously, you know, some people laugh at it. There's no such thing as demons. Are you crazy? Some crazy shit you've been taking there. As they curse. And their head spins around, like, in circles, like Linda Blair. Sometimes they might be spitting out pea soup if they ate it, but sometimes they're just spitting out foam or just vomiting all over themselves. Who knows what? But, yeah, there's such thing as demon possession. And you can see it in many, taking many different forms. What about these kids that are going out? You wonder, you know, what's happening to their parents? I mean, where are their parents at? They go out to the stores, burglarize the place. But they don't just steal the stuff. They have to destroy it, too. They can't just go in there and with a gang of kids and just steal everything. No, they have to take baseball bats to it and bash it up, bash up the windows, bash up everything. Yeah, steal everything too while you're at it, but bash it all up as well. I mean, you know, then these places like D.C. and other places that are going around, walking around, they're doing the wrong thing. They're going after the wrong thing. Look at your government with your own lying piece of crap who pretends to be Biden that's not. It's got a mask on sometimes. I don't know. Usually a mask on because, you know, I don't know. It doesn't look like a double. It looks like somebody's wearing a mask. Really. And I've noticed that since day one when he was talking. That's not Biden. I don't know why people thought it was, but it's not. It's like, don't they have eyes? Can't they see? Can't people see this? Maybe they just believe in fairy tales. I don't know what they believe in. I don't really know. And, you know, it's getting to be Thanksgiving. Best time when the demons really come out. Go to the grocery store. You might have one stalking you. Hey, buddy. Hey, buddy. Hey, man. Stalking you to your car. Maybe they parked right next to you. Seen how nice your car is, so they want to park right next to you. Look inside. Wonder what's in your trunk. Got maybe something on them to hit you over the head with. I mean, you got to beware, you know. Then you're going to go in your stores, grocery stores that can get robbed. People are hungry. Now they gather up in gangs and go rob places like grocery stores, shopping centers. You know how long it's going to take the police to get there? A long time. I don't know. Some people say it's better to call the fire department than the police department. I don't know. It does seem like it takes shorter time for the fire department to get there than a policeman. Policeman can't be your bodyguard. They're not your bodyguard. And some of the honest ones tell you, you need to carry a weapon just in case. You might never have to use it, but just in case. Just in case. You don't know. You don't know some guy's raping a woman in the street. You're just going to watch it? You're going to drive by like it never happened? Then you're part of the problem, aren't you? Are you going to honk your horn? No, and try to get other people's attention to put a stop to that poor lady getting raped in the street? And it could be any age, from a child to an old person. Getting raped doesn't necessarily mean having sex with somebody. It could be for whatever reason. Maybe they got pissed off with their wife or girlfriend and they go take it out on somebody else. Who knows? I don't know. But anyhow, that's happening. But let's pretend that you don't know, that you live in fairyland. And everything is okay. But eventually, living in fairyland, you're going to have to wake up. Maybe you might have to get shaken. Maybe you might have to be shaken so badly that you'll never go to sleep again. You know, there's monsters out there. Not just guys, either. You know, it used to be that it was just men that were monsters. No, females too. You know, some people call them Karens. They just get explosive. Try to boss people around. Try to curse at people and act like a banshee or a Tasmanian devil. Who knows what? You might even be married to one. Or your child might be one. Or maybe you're one of your relatives and it's Thanksgiving now. Maybe some of you are going to be visiting your relatives or having them come over. Some of your relatives might be drunks that like to fight when they get drunk, break things. Then you got to have to worry about, you know, about driving and being drunk. Oh, my son went to the bar. My daughter went to the club. You know, what's going to happen? Are they going to get raped? You just never know. You know, it's good to speak to your kids about things taking place so they're aware of it. You know, a lot of people now carry a phone, cell phone on them that has a capability of taking movies or pictures or something. I don't know. You know, nowadays with the invaders in the United States, you know, they're kidnapping people. You have to watch out for your drinks so they don't get spiked. Because they can get spiked. They want to watch you bleed. Do you want that? Is that what you're interested in? Is that what you like? Blood? Getting punched out in the face? Getting your teeth knocked out? Getting shot at? Getting pistol whipped? That's happening right now. You can go to a store someday. Don't think anything about it. not watch your surroundings, where the exit doors are, just in case. And it's horrible having to think that way. It really is. But you're not knowing where the exit doors or go to the movie theaters, not know where the exit is, just in case. Somebody just wants to do something. There's no police there, you know. The police are going to take a while to get there. You know, you might call the police officer up, but might take, I don't know, depending on how traffic is, how far they're at, and other things that it's dependent on how long it's going to take them to get there. But, yeah. Bad things are happening.
He was watching and waiting, but he didn't think his family would be targeted. Most Christian leaders didn't. So many of them fell in one night. I stayed at the window and watched. I was ready for whoever would come. I knew they were out there. The pastor's son said he remembered the two men. He remembered that they were sitting in their car a few weeks ago across the street from the house taking pictures. Pictures? His sister questioned. Why pictures? Again, Mom emotionally asked, why didn't you tell us? The boy shrugged his shoulders. He had no answer. His dad put his good arm around him and comforted him. The pastor, Dad, knew it wasn't the boy's job. The boy wouldn't have known. The pastor wished he would have seen it first. After all, he was warned that things like this were going to happen. He kept an eye out for this, but busy with many things to do, he just didn't catch it. They were here with us and safe for now. I wondered who else would show up. Friend or foe? Maybe one of them. I watched. We were all watching. My mind surged with the thought. We are on the edge of the end of history. Still, I watched. As this evening had begun, so it was ending. It was all the same. Story after story of crazed individuals, people rushing around, killing people, chaos and anarchy raged. It was like they were angry and insane looking. In every eyewitness case, people reported that the eyes were glassy black, the faces were contorted, and you couldn't get their attention. They wouldn't talk to you or answer anyone. It seemed like something took control of them. Oh, yes. And I knew what it was. An ancient hate. And it was here, as never before in human history. After all, this would be their final attempt. How anyone, any being, could think that they could kill God is beyond me. Some people even reported hearing weird sounds like tones when it all began. Others said they could feel evil racing through the air. It seems as if you could see it, like smoke in the dark skies. One moment these people were talking, working, laughing. Then in a flash they switched. They changed. They dropped everything and just left. Some turned cars around and sped towards an unknown destination. Dads left their homes. People left buildings, and without notice, people left work. These people just dropped what they were doing and took off. Many were later seen on streets shooting and killing. Some families were murdered by one of their own. You couldn't trust anyone. I closed my eyes and remembered back to the days when we tried to help these people. Some got free, but just as many didn't. Most people thought that they were sad victims of mind control and ritual abuse or something weird like that. But I knew very well that not all of them saw themselves as victims. They were what they were supposed to be and loved it. They told me that they had worked on this for many years, and many of them vowed they wouldn't give up their hard-fought for abilities. The rituals they held in deep secrecy were to prepare them and empower them. They were building up the energies and were clothed with power, but not from on high. Like in the days of Manasseh, innocent blood was shed from one end of the country to the other. Their demons were dancing in the secret circles. Ancient secret languages were spoken. Twilight language. I couldn't get it out of my mind. Not for the moment. Not even for the rest of the night. All those long nights we hunted and searched for the unholy places where these rogue breeders were working their dark magic. We found the signs and the symbols. We interrupted some of them. It surprised and angered them that anyone would dare hunt them. They cling to undying revenge. They vow, threaten, and say they have a long arm. And like Satan himself, they never forgot. I didn't either, but for a different reason. I shook my head, as if trying to relieve myself of these memories of their atrocities. I needed to watch. Most of this dark night did not. Most of the people at my house were quiet. The kids were playing downstairs. Others were praying intensely. Not in fear, but fiercely praying against that dark presence they felt. I joined them as I watched. Like in the days of Nehemiah, a sword in one hand and a brick in the other. Defend and build. Nehemiah was a great leader in a dangerous environment. We should have learned more from him. I wondered if most believers were ready for this. Would they hold true? Did the church prepare witnesses or spectators?
A lot of churches don't know anything.
Would they hide behind the rocks or fight Goliath face to face? Another memory quickly flashed to my mind. The letter. I literally ran down to my study center to look for it. It was a letter from a ruddy, red-haired girl. She gave it to me one morning at church. It was her first time there, and she had no idea that I was involved in hunting this old, wicked agenda. The letter she gave me years before matched a story that was just shown on the BBC. It was filmed by whom I don't know. There was a man in what looked like a soldier's uniform. He held a machete-like weapon over a lady's head, screaming at her to turn. It was an old woman whose hands were behind her. In her right hand, she clutched an old used Bible. It was clear she wouldn't do as she was commanded. As the madman drew back his weapon, she cried, "No, son, don't do it. It's me, your mother." Tears streamed down her face as she gazed at what looked like her son. But it wasn't really him. Oh, it was his body, all right. But it wasn't his personality. He swung the weapon in one motion, right there on global TV. He, or whoever it was, really had no idea that it was his own mother's head that rolled off. a soldier's uniform with that patch, the globe with two lightning bolts through it, could not yet be identified. He didn't even flinch. Like a remote-controlled car, he did what the energized impulses in his head drove him to do. His facial expression seemed to beam with a sick satisfaction. Evil loves this twisted lawlessness. Evil twists everything. It burns to make right wrong and wrong right. I stopped looking for the letter when I heard someone yelling my name. I was needed upstairs to watch. Evening came and went. The stories continued to build. Some of these people who switched went to what seemed like planned or designated places. They seemed to know exactly what to do. It was there that they picked up their hidden weapons, met up with others who were waiting for them, and affirmed their orders. There were no hugs or handshakes. It was all as cold as Arctic ice.
Jungle out there. Watch, be a bit, you know, be observant. Open your eyes.
They gave no room for mistakes. These people were gloves with someone else's hand on the inside. As the stories continued, bewildered people testified on the news. They weren't into guns and stuff. They just returned to work and homes and began shooting people. They were looking for them, slinging them out. They passed by others who were cringing in fear. It seemed like they knew what they wanted or who they wanted. There was no sense of feeling or emotion in them. They were cold and hard and mean. Some people tried to be heroes and stop them, but the crazed individuals leveled the would-be helpers without hesitation. At night it was worse. There were more and more of them. It wasn't safe to go out. Not at all. Prayers acknowledged that only God could crush such a vile evil that was in them.
And, you know, I mean, it's horrible watching. Maybe some of you've had this experience. I haven't, but seeing your daughter get raped, or maybe your sister get raped. Very vicious act. Maybe your son get raped. Because, yeah, guys do rape other guys. Or maybe your brother get raped. You know, that's happening now. In many places it's happening. In Russia, maybe, I don't know. But in Ukraine, maybe, but I don't know. And, you know, maybe in Gaza or somewhere else. I don't know. But it's happening. It could be your own relative doing it. Yeah, children get raped. Even infants get raped. That's pretty sick that somebody can rape an infant that can't even help. I mean, they can't even protect themselves. You're just going to pick up that little baby and rape it? Some guys get pissed off with their girlfriends and, oh, I'm going to show her. Yeah, and they go rape the little baby and then take it and throw it against the wall. Sometimes they even put it in the oven or in the microwave. That's despicable. What kind of creature is that? It needs a bullet in their head. Not being taken to jail or prison. They're even raping animals. This one lady, she had a nice dog. I think it wasn't exactly a pit bull, but it was a bull of some sort. One of those bulldogs, or I don't know what kind, but rather a nice dog. And it wasn't near me, but I seen the dog on the news. And so somebody raped her dog, and she was an older woman that lived alone, I guess. And so they seen the dog, they raped it, then they put a rope around its neck and hung it on a tree. The poor dog, not only did it get raped, but it was swaying back and forth trying to get off that rope. And then it just hung there and died. That's terrible. That's really, really horrible that anyone could do such a thing like that. Anyone can do such a thing like that. That's despicable. It's terrible. So, lots of things were taking place. So let's see here. What is spiritual warfare? And how do you know the enemy?
Again, attachment to a demon god listen, Rachel is right here, just now sitting down. She doesn't want me to do this. She set this whole thing up. She has said this whole thing. We did this a year ago in Cuyahoga Falls area, and then she wanted to do it again. And she knows the battle sometimes that goes on with setting it up. So blessings to Rachel and all of those who helped and all those who worked. Tremendous. So what we're going to do today, I know we got about 6 hours of teaching. Is that all right? Okay. So I'm going to wear myself out. You wear your ink pens out and your brains out and your spirit out. And we'll just grow together in the Lord. Bible teaches when two or three gather in his name, there he is in the midst. And so we acknowledge the Lord, his presence. The Spirit of God is here to teach and guide. Hand of God is here to do anything he needs to do against radical evil. But there's a reason why we've been given authority. There's a reason why Jesus said, I have given you authority. And that's in the perfect tense, saying, I have given it at the moment of salvation, and an abiding result, you have it right now. And you're able to trample, to tread on, to devastate the enemy, and to overcome all the power. The word Nike, to with decisive victory, to come overcome all the power of the enemy and nothing will harm you. So spiritual warfare is scary when we don't know our side of the content. Okay? And please understand, over the years, there's been pastors that says, I'm not teaching on spiritual warfare. That always causes trouble. What you've done is you've kicked the church into being weak and anemic and unable. When the majority of the body of Christ doesn't even know authority, doesn't understand the armor of God. I was with missionaries Monday morning, just a few days ago, Monday morning and Tuesday morning down in Columbus. Here we've got 18-year-olds to 25-year-olds going to be sent here in 2 weeks. They're going to be sent into Iraq and to India, where they just had persecutions and martyrdom of Christians. And in that meeting on Monday morning like this, I said, how many here know your authority in Christ? One or two. How many understand the armor of God? 20%. How many know that you have it on? 5%. And in lands like India, where there are 300 million different gods and goddesses named, and where persecution is on the rise there too. So, and of course, with Iraq and Iran and all the rest, look what's happening to the world. Allah has never been God, is not God, never will be God. He is a territorial demon and may be the prince of Persia. Think about it, Book of Daniel. Did the prince of Persia die? The Prince of Persia oversaw the entire Persian Empire, the same locations of Jordan, Iraq, and Saudi Arabia and all that today. The Prince of Persia was the territory or national demonic entity that blocked the answer when the answer was coming to Daniel. That territorial entity in Babylon alone had 56 demonic temples where different demon gods were worshipped, and no doubt human sacrifice. And the rituals of Babylon were deep and broad and wide. The king himself worshipped a demon god named Nebo. So the prince of Persia, the Hebrew word meaning this ruler over the entire nation, was in opposition. And in that opposition, there was bloodshed against the people of God, slaughtering of the people of God, and a desecration of the temple of God and the rest. Wherever you have demon territorial beings and spirits and demons, of course, like where Satan had his throne and Antipas was martyred, the rise of dark side presence will bring violence and opposition to the body of Christ. Because there's a big shift, a big change. Most of it is hidden and underground because the restrainer has not been removed. God just has one simple, unstrained finger, the restrainer, holding back the sum total of the onslaught of the dark side. God is pretty big. Okay? There's no one bigger. That's simple theology, right? Infinite, immeasurable, all those words. But he's bigger and there's no one bigger. And as Francis Schaeffer used to say, he's the furthest one back, but is beyond back because there is no beginning and there is no end in infinite presence. Satan already lost by the physics. Infinite, uncreated being, and then a finite, powerful, but finite being willed to take God out and replace God and become God. How does a finite being become God? How does the finite become infinite? Even when he promised it in the fall of the human race. So you and I are here today not because, so listen, we're here today on this far side of the fall of the human race. 2,000 years, since the last Adam came and died on the cross, God in human flesh gives his life for humanity.
You know, I don't care who believes in God or who doesn't. It's not my place to point people unless they're like in my... my children, son, or my significant other, or whatever. Yeah, because I'm not going to be around them if they don't believe in a higher power, like a person that created everything. But it's not my place telling people of what they should believe in. They want to believe in the frog and kiss it and have it become a prince. That's up to them. Because I frankly don't give a shit. I mean, I don't care. I'm not anyone's savior. That's totally up to everybody's choice. And yes, with demon-possessed people in churches, too. You know, once you know about demonology and demons and demon-possessed people, which I've been around most of my life, around demonized and demon-possessed people, and voices speaking out of them as well, and almost their heads turning around like Linda Blair climbing off walls, once you know about demonization, demonology, and things like that, and know how to recognize it and see it, kind of like sniffing out an animal out in the wilderness, and you can smell it. Oh, you can smell that animal out there, and you're going to shoot it down, but you can smell it. You can smell its poop, You can see its footprints. You can smell its fur. You know, once you're around things like that, and it's, you know, demonized people go to churches. Some of them are pastors. This one pastor, he was also a mayor. He was a pastor and a mayor. And he was dressing up as a woman. Like one picture showed him as like a Mexican looking girl. The other one just showed him as a blondish looking woman. And me, this guy, and he was overweight. He was like not thin at all. And he was the pastor of a Baptist church. And then people found out what he was doing because he was putting pictures out there so other people can look at him dressed up like a woman. Well, then, so people found out about it. And what does this guy do? He shoots himself in the head. Despicable. Then there's pastors raping children, not just in the Catholic Church. No, in other churches too. Yeah, raping kids. Maybe they're the youth pastor, or maybe they're the regular pastor. I don't know. At this one church my son attended to, this guy, his name was Danny, and he'd do home burglaries, home robberies with his friend. And one time, and he'd brag about it too, one time he took his pistol and pistol whipped somebody in the face. Well, that landed him 3 years in maximum security prison. And then he became, after he got out, he became a youth pastor. But yet he still had that cringe, that evilness in him that, I'm going to get them, whenever somebody would piss him off. And then he talked about, I just really like pistol whipping people in the face. And I think, you know, my son's going to that church, and that guy's the youth pastor, and he's talking about pistol whipping people in the face. I don't like that kind of behavior. I don't think that's okay. But apparently the church thought it was fine because he was the youth pastor there. That was pretty despicable, actually. I don't know. But you have to watch out. I mean, it could be in church. It could be anywhere. So, as you're experiencing your November and getting ready for your purchasing a turkey before everybody else buys it, since they've been killing the chickens and the turkeys and the cows and I don't know what other animals, but maybe you want a duck for Thanksgiving, a nice stuffed duck. Or maybe you like pheasants or quail, whatever your choice of meat is, or a deer, or a moose, or an elk, or a bear. I don't know, I've never really had bear meat before. Or a bear, or a wild boar. Those are really good. Wild boars or a wild turkey. That's really good, too. But anyway, so, you know, it's already the 8th of November. And, you know, you're getting ready for your Thanksgiving. That's going to take place in a few weeks. And all the alcohol you're going to buy and all your Everclear for your spiked punches and all the marijuana for your bowls of pot. Hopefully you're not into Quaaludes or fentanyl or the zombie drug, but many are. As you walk around or drive around and you see the homeless people that don't have anything, maybe it can be the kindness of the bottom of your heart to go drop them off some blankets that you don't want anymore. Maybe you've got a few sleeping bags laying around somewhere. Or maybe you've got a few tents. I've got several different tents. But maybe you've got a few tents laying around that you just don't use anymore because you bought yourself a motorhome. Maybe you can go through your closet and take out some winter clothes that, well, you just might not like to wear anymore. Or maybe some shoes that you just don't wear anymore. And it's getting winter and you're thinking about those people that might even live down the street from you. And how they don't have much of anything. Food, clothes, sleeping bags, blankets. It's getting cold out there. It's going to be winter. It might be winter already. I don't know. But, you know, they don't have anyone. They don't have anything. And that could be you. Instead of just thinking about, oh, those people from so far away in Africa. Oh, those people that are over there in Israel and Gaza. Oh, they need our money. Oh, they need this, they need that. There's people here in the United States that need it. But what do? You spit at them. Oh, ha, 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 ha. Look at that. Look at that homeless person that looks so dirty and filthy. Maybe they don't have a toilet to go to the bathroom in or a shower to take a bath or shower in or even to wash their hands. Do you think that they wanted to be that way? If they could have a magic wand, do you think that they'd want to be that way? Many of them wouldn't. Maybe some of them would. Maybe they like to have some nice presents, you know, something. Maybe a calendar, book calendar or something from the dollar store. You can get a lot of cool things. Costs a little bit more now than a dollar, but you can get a lot of cool things from the dollar store. A lot of cool things from the dollar store. Maybe some of those homeless people have children with them. You know, they don't have a Christmas tree. They don't have a turkey because they don't have an oven. Maybe some of them aren't near Salvation Army or some other places they can go to warm up and have some nice hot soup or a nice hot meal. Maybe they've got holes in their shoes. There you are driving your fancy car and living in your fancy house and you don't give a shit about nobody else but yourself. That's evil. Then you want to send money to Africa. You don't even know if it's going to Africa. Might be going up somebody's arm or some organization that's doing bad things. Maybe you want to send it to Israel or Gaza. We have our own problems here in this country called United States of America. With the president, oh my goodness, God, ugh, that wears masks. Like, take off that damn mask. Let's see who's behind it. Is it human or is it a creature? Who else is wearing masks? What about that ugly, disgusting, itty monster creature that, I don't want to even think about his name. And his brother, that so-called, and that's not Biden, but so-called Biden's brother, naked pictures of himself, both of them psychos from hell on drugs, meth, and who knows what else. But anyway, we're coming to a closure, and, you know, every day is a good day if you're breathing. Because you're always learning. Hopefully, you're always learning. But anyway, so, you know, have a great week, weekend, week and weekend. And you've got clothes to give out. Instead of taking them to Salvation Army or Goodwill, you know, which costs nowadays a lot of money to buy stuff from there. Although they do have cool stuff. Give it to some homeless person that you might see. Hey, buddy, or miss, you want these clothes? Maybe you can give them to somebody. They might take it. And maybe they can use some food. Oh, but they've got food stamps. I don't know. I really don't know anything about that. Oh, they've got money coming into them every month. Maybe they do, but I don't know. But still, it's nice to give them something. Even if you just go down to Taco Bell or somewhere and buy them a hot meal, you know, while they're standing out there begging for money. But, you know, if I give them a dollar or two, they might drink it up. Who cares? Well, if I give them a dollar or two, they might smoke cigarettes. Who cares? Really? I mean, really? Just give them a few dollars. And we need your dollars, too, at Revolution Radio, Freedom Slips. We're coming up to our 13th anniversary, January 1st. Mike Ringley began this many years ago. And, you know, that's how Revolution Radio survives, is through your donations. And so, you know, we can use your donations as well. There's many ways to donate. There's many different hosts. And we're not on 24/7, but we are a lot of hours, a lot of times, a lot of schedules. Just look at the schedule. I don't have it in front of me, but look at the schedule and you'll find things that you'll listen to. Anyhow, this is From Z to Infinity. This is Zoe, and take care now, and bye-bye.
To act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Look, you stupid bastard. You've got no arms left.
Yes, I have. Look! It's just a flesh wound.
I don't believe I've seen such a display of courage, skill, nerve, grace, and stupidity.
I'll do you for that. What? Come here. What are you going to do, bleed on me? I'm invincible! You're a loony. The Black Knight always triumphs!
Roundtable Live, Monday through Friday, 1 a.m. till 4 a.m. Eastern Time. Bring your mind, bring your ideas, bring your voice. King Arthur had nothing on us. Here, Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com.
Interested in the paranormal, murder mystery, real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crypt Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Rick's iPhone. Thank you. Welcome to the crew.